I'm David Borax, 90.7 WFAE News. The National Weather Service is investigating seven reports of possible tornadoes in the Carolinas last night during storms related to Tropical Storm Nate. One possible tornado reported near Lenoir in Caldwell County left no serious injuries, but the steeple was blown off a church in Hudson, and more than 100 people evacuated a mobile home park before the storms. The Red Cross has opened a shelter in the county for people displaced. A volunteer firefighter clearing debris after the storm was struck by a car and killed just before midnight last night on Highway 70 in Morganton. Officials say 40-year-old Jason Keith Hensley was wearing reflective gear when he died. The State Highway Patrol says 58-year-old Randall Stewart has been charged with driving while impaired and other traffic and drug charges. About 8,500 customers were still without electricity around the state this afternoon. Duke Energy says the western counties of Macon and Polk were hardest hit. Meanwhile, about 1,900 Duke Energy customers remain without electricity in South Carolina, many in Greenville and Spartanburg counties. A possible tornado was also reported near Liberty in Pickens County.